Let's talk about the story of Yehudis. Everyone knows Chanukah around the corner. Everyone always throws out the story about Yehudis. Well, what actually happened with Yehudis? So there are actually multiple versions in the Midrashim of a similar story, or really two stories. Number one, the apocrypha book of Yehudis, written in early Bayis Sheni, talks about the widow Yehudis, who is not related to the Maccabees at all. She goes to Heliphornus, who is an Assyrian general, nothing to do with the Greeks, and who Heliphornus is passing through the Jewish neighborhoods and with the whole army possibly to attack the Jews, to attack the base of Megiddo. And this widow Yehudis goes to him to advise him on how to attack or how to plan his military strategy. Instead, because of her beauty, Heliphornus wants to live with her. And of course, he gets drunk. And while she's drunk, she kills him by banging his head with the stick of the tent, etc. Heliphornus' army run away, and the Jews are saved. Now, what's interesting is that this story in the book of Yehudis mentions nothing about milk. There's no serving milk. Yehudis doesn't give him milk. This has nothing to do with the Chashmonaim. Yehudis is not related to the Maccabim, the Chashmonaim at all, according to the story, or doesn't mention anything about that. That is version number one. There are other versions of a similar story, mainly in Megillas Tainis, which is a group of brisos that we have, that there was a gezeira that all newly married women must live with the Greek hegemon, the Greek-like ruler, right before their marriage, right as they're getting married. The daughter of Mattathias was slated to get married, and her brothers didn't want her to be violated, so they started a war with the Greeks and defeated the Greeks. Again, what's interesting about this story is that the Megillas Tainis doesn't mention the name of the girl, meaning we don't know that it was Yehudis at all, and it doesn't say that she even killed the Greeks at all. All it says is that because she was going to be given to this hegemon, this leader, so her brothers started a war. There's another medrash, cited Sefer Araganus, which, similar to Megillas Tainis, but it adds her name as Chana, meaning the daughter of Matsyahu's name of Chana, and she was so distraught about being given to this hegemon, this leader, that she actually, stripped at her own wedding, says the medrash, in order to upset her brothers, and her brothers said, well, what are you doing? And she said, well, how are you going to give me to this goy? That's a bigger lack of tznius. And therefore, they started up and fought the Greeks and defeated them. Now, again, there's nothing in any of these stories about milk at all. Medrash says another similar account as well, but Yehudis happened after the story about this Chana. But again, there's nothing in any of these stories about milk. So what's interesting is now, with that background, the Gemara in Shabbos says that women are chayiv to observe Ner Chanukah because afein hayubos or neis. They women are involved in the midst of Ner Chanukah. Rashi on the Gemara this says, what does that mean, women are involved in Chanukah? Because he quotes what Miss Megillas Tainis, that Yevanim were made a rule that all newly married women have to live with the hegemon, and therefore, al yad isha nasa hanis. Through a woman, the Jews were saved. So he doesn't reference Yehudis, because that story has nothing to do with the Chashmonaim. He doesn't even mention the daughter of Mattathias, and he doesn't even say that she gave him milk. It's just that there was through a woman, which makes sense at the Medrash, that she instigated her brothers to go fight with the Greeks, but it really has nothing to do with milk, nothing to do with Yehudis. Tosis, in general, doesn't even like this whole Rashi at all. He says that women just were subjugated like men. So it really has nothing to do with women being the star of Chanukah, like Rashi says, through this woman who, al yada danasa neis, just women were subjugated as well. It's the Ran, who's the first one who says like Rashi, but he adds that it's based on a medrash that the daughter of Yochanan fed cheese to the hegemon to put him to sleep and then killed him. So this is wild. It's not clear that the daughter of Yehudis, killed the hegemon. That's the story of Yehudis. That has nothing to do with the daughter of Yochanan. So what's going on? In fact, the Kolbos, and this cheese is not mentioned anywhere either. The Kolbos takes it a step further and says the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Yehudis who fed him cheese. But that's not in the Medrash at all either. The Rama, based upon this, says, this is the source of us to eat cheese on Chanukah, or milk products, because Yehudis fed the king cheese before she killed him. And this is what the Pre-Kaddish says in Mishnah Berurah. So the question is, where exactly do they get this from? So the Medrash, the Sefer Chemdes Yamin, which is printed in 1731, which is a controversial Sefer itself, cites this Medrash. But it's kind of post-facto. Once he saw Rashi and the Ramah cite this Medrash, he now brings the Medrash in full, which is essentially the story of the book of Yehudis with just these added details, which is just interesting. The Yaivitz in Sefer Maru Ketzia, you know, says the whole thing is really a Dover Budway. This thing is really a joke, that we're mixing stories over here. And Aruch HaShulchan says that as well. This doesn't really add up. He says, really, there are two separate stories. There's a story about Yehudis, which has nothing to do with Chanukah. And then there's a story about the daughter of Matisyahu or Yochanan, who killed the Hegemon or started the fight against the Hegemon. But really, these stories don't have much to do with each other, although the Aruch HaShulchan does understand that Yehudis fed him cheese. But based upon all this, this is where our minhag developed. So this is why we have cheese on Chanukah. Now, what does Yehudis and cheese have to do with Chanukah at all? Why is it on Chanukah? So the Ben Ishchai points out that although the story didn't necessarily happen on Chanukah, we celebrate it by eating milk on Chanukah because it has to do with the Greeks and Rabbi Yochanan and Kohen Gadol, which works well according to the Mishnah Berurah. But again, we saw that the Midrashim itself don't mention this at all. So halacha l'maaseh, we do eat cheese on milk products on Chanukah, although many say that the minhag is really to have meat as well because it's a Yom Tif, and other reasons are given for the reason of milk, which are based on like the on more of Hasidish sources, but again, the Midrashim itself don't mention milk.